Bob, let me shift gears here because we have just a little bit of time left. This is our solution segment, so I want to provide to our listening audience some comfort, some hope, if I can, with respect to attending events in the open air. They occur all the time, 4th of July, Christmas, New Year's. I mean, this event, if it was perpetrated by Stephen Paddock, at the very least, is a model for other terrorists to follow and other individuals with very sinister motivations to follow. So what would you say to our listening audience who's considering at some future point attending an event in a public setting and they're scared to do so? What should they do? How should they prepare to keep themselves and their family safe?
Well, let me say that by design, ISIS loves this stuff, because they probably adopted this man because he has fulfilled their agenda, even if there's no connection. So that's the end of what I have to say about ISIS and this fellow. The investigation will prove that out. However, anytime we have people, whether it's a stadium, a venue, they are soft targets. You've heard me preach this message about churches many, many times. They are soft targets in the law enforcement's eyes because there's all of these folks in one place, under one roof or in one event, that are very susceptible to anything such as that. I fear, and you call it paranoia if you want, but I believe it's legitimate in this day and age. I fear when I hear of fire drills in high schools today, for I fear that people have called something in or a bomb threat just to get them outside in one area to set them up as targets. It's a shame that we have to think this way, but this is the America we live in today. We're told by the scriptures to be sober, to be vigilant, because we have an adversary, and we certainly do in this day and age, and Satan's emissaries are using many, many folk to prove that.
Bob, what about churches? You know, I just want to quickly ask you that question. You mentioned, you know, security measures and so forth, and sorry to step on you there, Dave, but what about churches? Shouldn't churches take a lesson from this quickly, Bob?
Well, I don't even think that we need to take lessons from this. We should have already taken lessons from the other churches that have already suffered at the hands of violence coming into their churches. But yes, but if they haven't done that, they should.
Let me follow up on that and say this. If you do not have a security protocol for your church, you need one, and there's no one better equipped to help you with that than Bob Burgess. Bob, we can have people contact you through us. And friends, if you're interested in having Bob come to your church to do a security analysis of your church and how you can better protect yourselves, please contact us here at Stand in the Gap today. We can then provide to you the information necessary so you can reach Bob. He does this kind of training nationwide. He does it from a law enforcement perspective, but also now the perspective of being a pastor. He knows how to do this. He is great at it. Trust me, I have watched him in operation at his own church, and he is just the best at this kind of thing. So if you have an interest in that, let us know.